As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, not a guarantee, and they lose value.
Well, Matt Jones will jump center for Mountain Home. They'll be Jarquavius Kane trying to win the tip for Nettleton as we're getting ready to bring you to get this boys contest underway. Official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Nettleton. They'll be moving right to left, and I'm sorry, left to right in this first half. Here is Fulton throwing it over the left side to Hamilton. The ball goes out of bounds. He tried to, throw it down in the lane. Looks like the ball was knocked away. Nope, they're going to get a foul on that's fouls on Matt Jones, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers. We are just 10 seconds into this contest. Hamilton takes inbound pass to the low block. He goes into the paint for the jumper. Good. Jarquavius Kane with his first 2 points of the night, and Nettleton strikes first. Here is Bashir throwing it to Cruz. He'll get it across the timeline down to Jones near the left corner. Now Gilbert has it on the wing. Now up top to Bashir. Over to Peters on the right side. The man-to-man defense for Nettleton. Ball goes up top to Cruz. Fell over to Peters on the right. Now Cruz has it there on the wing. Up top to Peters. Over to Jones on the left side. Down in the corner goes to Bashir. Now over to Gilbert on the wing. He has the ball knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Last touch by the Raiders. And Mountain Home will inbound it with 7:13 left in this opening period. Bashir is inbounds it to Gilbert in the backcourt. He'll cross the timeline with it. Throws it to Jones near the free throw line. Finds Cruz cutting down to the lane. He's under the basket going up for the shot, but it draws contact, and so he'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. That is on Marion McFadden, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Raiders. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. So he'll have one more free throw to try to put Mountain Home on the board as we are just under a minute into this contest. Second shot is up, and he gets the second. First point of the night for Luke Cruz. 2-1, Nettleton on top. Back quickly come the Raiders. Here's Moore with it. Throws it across court to McFadden. Now ball goes up top to Moore. Now he'll give it to Hamilton, who'll set the offense. Ball goes over the right side to Fulton. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball's knocked around and rebound finally controlled by Jones for Mountain Home. He'll give it to Gilbert, the full-court man for the Raiders. Gilbert across the timeline. Throws it down to Cruz near the left elbow. Back to Gilbert on the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Fulton. He's quickly back the other way. Throws it down to Hamilton near the right corner. Down to Kane. His layup no good, but he draws contact. And he'll head to the free-throw line with 6:16 left to play in the opening period. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two, in the first half. So Jarquavius Kane is free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. So Talon Ben's going to check in for the first time tonight as Jones will have to sit with two fouls. Talon Benton, a 5'11 senior. One more free throw for Kane. Second shot is up. He gets both. He now has all four of Nelson's points. 4-1, our score. 6:16 left play in the first quarter. Peters takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Dunn, Benton, who will walk it into the front court. Benton throws it to Bashir in the left corner. Throws it out to Peters. Ball goes to Gilbert now. Over to Benton on the right side. Up top to Peters. Peters saw about three. Now he's going to give it to Cruz in the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by McFadden. And back comes Nettleton. Here's Hamilton into the front court. Goes down to Kane. Back to Hamilton. He's going to the low block. Going to put up the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Cortez Hamilton with his first 2 points of the night.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data now for $20 a month for the first 3 months. Just $20 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at simplemobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
Requires new auto re-up enrollment by 3/31/19. $23.75 per month after first 3 months. Credit card and Simple Mobile account required for enrollment. See terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
What's up, guys? It's Elena. And when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so people put more thought into their choices. You can now view photos and read more about the people you see. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
Out to Talon Benton in the corner. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good. And first tie of the night. Talon Benton with his first 2 points of the evening. We're knotted up at 6-6 with less than 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Hamilton with it up top. He'll set up the offense. Now he'll give it to Fulton, who will dribble between the circles. He dribbles over to the right side, throws it up top to Moore. Down in the paint goes to Kane. He's going in for the layup. Good. Darkravius Kane with 6 points, and Nelson's back on top, 8-6, a little over 4 minutes left of the first quarter. Gilbert takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Benton. Now to Bashirs. He'll cross the timeline with it. Bashirs throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert is going to go into the right elbow, put up the jumper, may have been partially blocked, and Kane gets the rebound for Nelson. Here is Fulton into the front court. He has it on the right side, throws it down in the corner to Moore. Moore throws it up top to McFadden. Over on the left side now to Hamilton. Back up top to McFadden. Down to Kane on the low block. His jumper, no good. Rebounds controlled by Talon Benton. And back comes Mountain Home with another chance to tie or possibly take the lead on this possession. Here is Cruz on the left, right corner with another three-pointer. Good. Luke Cruz with 7 points. And Mountain Home takes their first lead of the night, 9-8, with 3:15 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Fulton across the timeline for the Raiders. Throws over on the right side to Hamilton. Up top now to Kane. Over on the left side to McFadden. Down on the low block to Hamilton. He's going to be called for the offensive foul. First turnover of the night against Nelson as Hamilton picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Raiders. 2:59 left to play in the first quarter. Mount Home with the ball, leading 9-8. Another full court press for Melton as Talon Benton will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Bashirs. Back over to Benton. The full court man, actually. Not his own press or anything. Benton into the front court. Has the ball knocked away from behind and stolen by McFadden. And back comes Melton putting up the jumper. No good. Jarquavius Kane chases down the offensive rebound. He'll kick it out to Fulton. Fulton will set up the offense. Fulton will go down to the low block, going up for the layup. He gets the basket, and he draws a foul. So Melton will go back on top, and they go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three. Hunter Bashir picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three, against Mountain Home. So Kevin Fulton will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to convert the three-point play. Torrance Tuberville checking into for the first time tonight for Nelton, replacing Charles Moore. Tuberville, a 5'11 senior. Fulton's free throw is up, in and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Wyatt Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. 10-9, Raiders on top. 2:22 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert drills to the left side. Goes up top to Cruz. Over on the right side to Peters. Peters going out into lane, now kicks out to Benton on the left corner. He drills out to the wing. Throws it up top to Cruz. Down to Peters on the low block. He's going, trying to go up for the lane. Looked like he's about to go up the lane for the layup, but he lost the handle of the ball, gets it back. Now Benton has it on the left wing. Throws across court to Peters in the right corner. Peters dribbles out to the wing. Takes the screen from Cruz. He's going to pull up for the two-pointer because his foot was on the line. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Cortez Hamilton. He's quickly back the other way, going down in toward the lane for the layup. No good. Offense rebound for Kane. He puts it back up and in. Darquavius Kane, boy, using that size to his advantage. He now has 8 points. 12-9, Nelson on top. 1:23 left in the first quarter. Here's Benton looking to get it across the timeline. And does. Now throws it to Peters on the left wing. Peters takes a screen from Cruz. Throws down to Benton in the left corner. Now he'll dribble out to the wing. Going down into the lane. Now kick it out to Peters. Now down to Gilbert in the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points, and that's the second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 12-all with 52 seconds left of the first quarter. Fulton into the front court. We'll throw it over to Hamilton. Now down to Tuberville. Now going into the lane for the layup was Charles Moore. He couldn't get the free throw. I'm sorry, that was actually Marion McFadden. He couldn't get it to go, but he draws contact. And so Ilya to the free throw line with 36.1 seconds left. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Marion McFadden at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. Dawson Tabor checking in for Mountain Home for the first time tonight, replacing Luke Cruz. Tabor, a 6'3 sophomore. So one more free throw coming for Marion McFadden. And he gets a second to go, and Marion goes back on top. Demarius Pigram and Jerry Graham both check in for Nelson, replacing Charles Moore and Cortez Hamilton. Graham, a 5'11 junior, and Pigram, a 6'3 senior. Inbound pass goes to Benton. 13-12, Nelson on top with 28 seconds left of the first quarter. Ben dribbles to the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Kane, and back come the Raiders. Here is Graham into the front court. Throws to Fulton, 13 seconds left of the first quarter. Fulton was just dribbling. 6 seconds. Now Fulton's going to throw it over on the left side to Graham. Graham's going to pull up for the jumper. Nope, they're going to call him for travel before he can get the shot off. Second turnover of the night against Nelson. Mountain Home gets it back with 1.1 seconds left. Late trailing by a point, so they got maybe enough time to try a lap. Well, Kane takes it, steals the inbound pass, and puts up the heave at the buzzer. No good, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Nelson leading Mountain Home 13-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.